It says fear came on them all. I like that, that fear came on them. Remember, there are different kinds of fears. But that feeling of uneasiness, of frightenedness. Imagine if you went to a funeral and someone walked in and raised the guy. That would be scary. You know, I really believe, as I read the Gospels of Jesus Christ, that there are some things about him that were quite creepy. I mean, that would freak you out if you really put yourself in that situation. We always sort of put these situations in this sort of legendary scenario where people are acting in a very unnatural way. And when something like this happens, people freak out. They begin to wonder and start to think about, you know, you see something like that, and it can change your life just seeing something like that. I mean, I know people who've had startling experiences of, like, seeing death firsthand, and that having a profound effect on them. But seeing someone raised from the dead, think about the profound effect that might have. And so, Jesus' fame, and there's this rumor of this prophet, he's raised the dead. What? No, it's true. Obviously, to some people, taking on a bit of a legendary status. To the people who saw it, something they'd never forget. Verse 18, and the disciples of John showed him all these things. They showed to John, John, look at what we you know, some of them would have seen this. And they would tell John, we have seen many things of Jesus. 19, and John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? A very straightforward question. Are you the Messiah? In the Gospel of John, in the testimony of John, John says that he did not know him. He came to him, and there was a sign to him. But he didn't know him still. John the Baptist himself, in this overlapping period where Jesus is ministering and he is ministering, John himself, in that role of forerunner, in preparing the way, was somewhat blind to Christ. Not that don't let that detract you from John the Baptist, but he was somewhat blind to it. Not like the Pharisees, not unbelieving blind. I mean, he knew a servant of God when he saw one. But he figured, okay, people asked me if I was the Christ, and I said no. Right? And I know this man's a prophet of God. I'll just ask him straight out. But he was asking him in a polite way. He didn't say, are you the Christ? Tempting him to say, like, you know, to be evasive. But he says, in a way that you might say between two people who are knowing and in on something, are you he that should come? Or look we for another? Because he knows if he's not the Messiah, then he is someone else preparing the way for Messiah. So he wants to clarify, because he wasn't entirely sure. Because, you know, he had the Old Testament prophecies too, and the ministry of Christ, while fulfilling many things, also was a bit of an enigma, that it was hard for one to really figure out exactly what was going on. We, in retrospect, look back and we go, oh yes, the first advent and the second advent. But to them, it was absolutely a mystery. And so John is politely asking a fellow prophet who he knows is a prophet, are you the one? I want to know. Verse 20, and when the men were come unto him, unto Christ, they said, John Baptist has sent us unto thee, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities, and plagues, and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answering said unto them, go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. That's his yes. He performs the signs for them to observe. All the miracles, he just shows his power. Boom, boom, boom. And they're like, okay, you know, so they can observe it and report to John what they'd seen, and then what he said. And this is his yes, in code, back to John. Blessed is he who shall not be offended in me. The stone which the builders rejected, is become the head of the corner, a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense. Blessed is he that shall not be offended in me. Communicating to John that he has come in a character that is somewhat unexpected in a cursory reading of all the messianic prophecies. Because there are messianic prophecies that tell, if you read all of them, you see, yes, there's this servant aspect, but there's also this king, divine, punishing and bringing vengeance and recompense against his enemies. And so the peaceful nature is somewhat it's a little, not unexpected, but seeming incomplete. Jesus is showing him the breadth of his abilities and saying at the same time, this is going to be an offense to some. Blessed is he that is not offended in me. This is something that John would fully understand what Jesus was communicating. As he communicated to him in that veiled way, in that polite tone, Jesus, in his humility, is not going to say, yes, I am he that should come. You look not for another. Because that would violate the prophecies concerning him. You know, he shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. It doesn't mean that he wouldn't teach. What it means is he doesn't draw attention to himself as Messiah. He is not one who says, I'm the Messiah, come, follow me. He says, come and follow me, but it doesn't say, announcing, I'm the Messiah, I'm the one. And there's a thin line there, and you have to understand in the spirit why Jesus was treading that thin line. Because he's fulfilling a portion of the Old Testament and establishing a new covenant in a way that the people didn't really understand or expect. At least, not in the way it ended up happening. So it was definitely a stumbling block to many. But to those who it was given to believe, it was salvation unto eternal life by the resurrection from the dead. Yet waiting. Verse 24. And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak to the people concerning John. What went ye out into the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say to you, and much more than a prophet, this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John.